This is from All Passion Spent by Vita Sackville West.
All these old people, thought Edith, disposing of a still older person. Still, it seemed inevitable. Mother would parcel out her year, 3 months with Herbert and Mabel, 3 with Carrie and Roland, 3 with Charles, 3 with William and Lavinia. Then where did she herself and Kay come in? Rising once more to the surface of her reflections, she launched one of her sudden and ill-chosen remarks. But surely I ought to bear the brunt. I've always lived at home. I'm unmarried. Brunt, said Carrie, turning on her. Edith was instantly annihilated. Brunt? My dear Edith, who spoke of brunt? I'm sure we shall all regard it as a joy, a privilege, to do our part in looking after Mother in these last sad years of her life. For sad they must be, deprived of the one thing she lived for. Brunt, I think, is scarcely the word, Edith. Edith subserviently agreed. It wasn't. Spoken like that, repeated several times over, without the support of its usual little phrase, it acquired a strange and uncouth semblance, like spick without span, hoity without toity, turvy without topsy. It became a rude and Saxon word, like woad or wittenegimot. Brunt, blunt, a blunt word. And what did it mean to bear the brunt? What was a brunt, anyhow? No, brunt was not the word. Well, said Edith, I think I ought to live with Mother. She saw relief spread itself over Kay's face.